And that was Michael Eric Dyson, the article Death in Black and White from the New York Times of July 10, 2016. And then the second column, quote, Western society is built on the assumption that people are fundamentally selfish. And where is Proudhon in this? Where is Karl Popper? Who is like the place to begin on a discussion of altruism, which is what this article is. Where is Kropotkin, particularly his monumental work, Mutual Aid? And what is Western, and as ancient slavery swirled around the Great Bowl? Always note in the work of propagandists what's been disappeared, what discussion is silenced. Continuing, to simplify, there are two lenses. This is our columnist speaking. There are two lenses people can use to see any situation, the economic lens or the moral lens. When you introduce a financial incentive, you prompt people to see their situation through an economic lens. In my comment, notice his omission of the state's structural imposition of the abandonment of children, which makes affection and attention scarce commodities for children and makes it difficult for them to develop their empathy for obvious reasons, as survival issues trumps attention and affection giving for a parent. And can you feel his appeal to young people to work for nothing coming? Continuing with our columnist, instead of following their natural bias toward reciprocity, service, and cooperation, you encourage people to do a selfish cost-benefit calculation. Maybe it's time to build institutions that harness people's natural longing to do good, unquote. This pundit's work is particularly directed at the youth. I suspect the Platonist statesmen get their academic assets to use his columns for planting propaganda, biasing supple minds ripe for bending, to ease them along power's hidden directions. And we were listening just then to David Brooks, The Power of Altruism, in the New York Times of July 8, 2016. The goal to be the best state, quote unquote, the strongest state, renders us, we the people, completely disposable. This agenda cannot be fixed, only done away with. It's time for us to use our get out of jail free card, our right to pursue happiness. What these people want, these Plato's tribe global state folks, is for us to be demoralized and riven. They can deliver these things to us ad infinitum. The question is, how long shall we let them? How do we stop them? Keep texting and tweeting, one day global general strike, and get us all thinking.